You want to sort out your education. You want to sort out your finances. You want to sort out your family. You want to keep your family face. You vote for the Blood of Jesus Party. You vote every single day for it. You get up in your quiet time.
Hey.
And
you,
you apply the Blood of Jesus.
Open up your Bibles, cause it's time for truth.
It's time for truth.
Listen carefully, cause these words are all for you. Open up your Bibles, cause
it's time for truth. It's time for
truth. Listen carefully, cause these words are all for you. It's not my show,
but it's my show.
It's not my show, but it's my show.
It's not my show,
but it's my show.
It's not my show,
but it's my show. It's not my show.
What's up? This is Lwando and Musa from South Africa in Johannesburg. Yes, this is my show, but not my show. Active FM. We are on fire with my man Musa. I myself, Lwando. How are you doing, blues man?
Oh man, I'm feeling very good. The weather is not good, but I'm good. I don't like hot weather. I love winter more than summer.
Serious?
Yeah.
That's why you sleep with teddy bears.
I just don't run away. Oh, that's why I sleep with teddy bears. Anyways, I'm doing fine. I'm good in the winter. And it's not because of the teddy bears. It's not because of the teddy bears. It's because, you know what? You need to feel comfortable, you know? So, in winter, I'm comfortable with my, like, coats, my huge clothing. I love that. You know, in summer, you're wearing a short sleeve, but you can't take off skin because you're still feeling hot now. What else can you take off? But when it's cold, you can put a lot of stuff on, you see? So I like winter. And I've got nice winter clothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's this song, man, I used to listen to. I still listen to the song. It was Young and Free. I remember when it was the second album.
Yeah.
Not the first album that they dropped. I was like, so now you're waiting for this, the next one, and you're waiting to see. So there was a... I think the name of the song is To My Knees.
Yeah.
But one of the lines speak about the fact that, you know, you turn my winter into summer.
Yeah.
He was referring to his heart. And obviously that was towards God, what God does in his life. And I remember that, just that specific line for me was like, yo, man, some other people are gifted.
Yeah.
In fact, let me ask you this. Since you write Christian gospel music, what is your best line?
My best line?
That you have ever dropped? Not a punchline like rap and, you know.
Okay.
Like the songs that we sing.
Oh, okay. Now I get it. But Christian was. Because I'm a Christian rapper.
Yeah. Or even if it's a verse, you know.
A verse, okay.
I didn't know that you rap.
Oh, you didn't know. It's by a friend of mine's recent album. It's the only one that can come in my head now. But we were talking about the blood of Jesus in that song.
Yeah.
And my verse was saying, it's by the blood and
yet
only the blood. It's Fearless Eagle, man.
Who's that?
Oh, come on. You don't know Fearless Eagle? Mr. Nash.
Mr. Nash. Nash raps.
Even our producer raps.
Guys, this is very cool. I think this suits the topic. Funny things, that's what we're talking about. I didn't know that.
That's funny.
I'm finding out stuff that
you're
I didn't
shade.
Know. I didn't know that Musa raps. You know, maybe raps to the teddy bear. Hey, teddy bear.
The door is right next to me.
Okay, so you did a song with Nash.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And yeah, my best verse is in that song.
What does it say? Is it funny?
Oh, no. This is what it says. It's by the blood, and yes, only the blood. It's when we kneel down and pray to our God. It's when you see it, believe it, and yeah, you hear it, confessing the things that's of God. Sometimes you feel on a low. I promise the sin makes you cold. No repentance, you'll feel all alone.
Hey.
Trust me, I've been on that road. But now I'm saved and I'm under the sun. And now I'm saved and I'm working for God. The price is paid. Jesus did it for us.
Hey.
The price is paid. Jesus did it for us.
Listen,
blessings,
man.
And blessings and blessings.
Yeah.
I'm shouting. Curses and curses and curses are lifting. Praises and praises and praises. I'm shouting. Jesus is real, so repentance but praising.
Hey. Yeah, I feel awake, man. This is too much. This is Active FM. This is my show, but not my show. We are live right now at this moment. I want to interview Nash. If this guy is doing these things, I want to hear. You said Fearless Eagle.
Fearless Eagle, yeah. I'll send you the link, man. In fact, you know what? We'll talk.
We'll talk. Let's talk about this.
Let's talk about the funny stuff.
I feel like I'm in the track already.
Oh.
No one was just shaking your head there. There you are. Featuring Luanda, and the only thing he does to shake his head.
Team Luanda there.
So tell us, what's your AKA? Since Nash is Fearless Eagle, what's your AKA?
I'm the blues man.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm the blues man. I don't change. I'm the blues man. Before, I'm the blues man. Today, I'm the blues man forever.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's very good.
Yeah.
So, is the track out now?
Yeah, it is.
Mm.
Yeah, it is.
So, where can people get the track?
It's on Audio Mac. Well, yeah, Audio Mac. It's a streaming service.
Mm.
Yeah. Platform. Yeah. Audio Mac.
And then, what are the other probably projects, you know?
I actually prefer singing than rapping, so I'm working on like a mini thing, but singing, and I'm writing, yeah.
Just wanna, yeah, give us a note, man.
No. I go.
Drop it, man. I would be the first to laugh at you.
I gave you the notes already.
No, we're talking about funny things. Have you ever seen those guys, like, they go for auditions? Probably, like, they go for idols auditions. And next thing, man, especially in our country, in South Africa. Yo!
Yeah, man, they do the weirdest of things.
Yo! A guy comes, like, you know, I have this song. Very close to my heart because I want to sing for my girlfriend. Yeah! Then some other stuff comes.
Sounds like you're singing to something else, man. Yeah.
So interesting, as we're talking about funny things, you know, I feel like most of the times we get a cold, or we find ourselves in these, you know, cold thoughts or memories. But at the same time, if you think about it, there are things in life. It doesn't matter how I believe life has been so bad, but there are just, you know, moments in life where it has been so funny.
Yeah, true.
Other moments it has been so funny but embarrassing. I had this moment, I think I shared it, but I always, you know, picture myself, you know, sharing this thing in a, it's like I'm acting this thing, you know, because whenever I think about this thing, it makes me laugh. You know, it makes me laugh. Like, you know, if you ever find yourself, you did something or something you were not expecting, and it was so funny. When you think about it, you're sitting alone. After many years, you just think about it, you start laughing at yourself.
Yeah,
Musa, tell us, man.
I'm going to start off with the Bible, a funny thing that happened in the Bible,
mm-hmm.
because our show is deep like that, man. So Acts 20 verse 9 to 10 says, it says, and there was a young man named Yakus, something like that. Sitting on the windowsill. Yes, he was sitting on the windowsill.
I didn't know there's such a name in the Bible.
I also didn't know it. It was the first time I saw this. It was the first time.
I'm wondering, you didn't write your own Bible.
Nah, it's not my own Bible. Go check it out. Acts 20, verse 10, 9 to 10. Yeah, it says, and there was a young man named that name.
Yeah.
No, in fact, we'll name him Luanda.
Okay.
No, we'll name him Robbie. No, what if there's a Robbie?
No, it's fine. There are many Luandos, so we don't know which one you mean.
Okay. And there was a young man named Luando sitting on the windowsill, sinking into a deep sleep. And as Paul kept on talking...
Sleeping in the service.
That's where I'm going to get to.
You know that guy, long time when we used to be in the service, his name is Glory. He used to sleep.
Yeah, I feel like... Yeah.
The pastor is preaching. Hallelujah, the pastor is sweating. Ah, the guy, you just hear... And you look... The only thing sometimes that you know, those people who sleep, but it looks like they feeling the message, man, because it's like their head is moving from the right, shaking to the left, like shaking. And they, yeah, they're even looking down. You don't know if they're crying, they're being touched or what.
Then they wake up to clap when everyone else is not clapping.
Okay, I need to be honest.
Yeah.
It never happened to me.
No, it did.
Yeah? It happened to me. Interesting. Interesting. But it's so bad when your saliva comes out.
Yo. Now that's just nasty, man. Now that's nasty.
You wake up, your chest is...
Nah, man, that's nasty.
It's water all over.
What the person what happened? On those...
And you become angry. Someone poured me with water while I was sleeping. Oh, it's you. Interesting. Funny things. Carry on, Musa.
Yeah. Okay, I'll start again. Acts 20, verse 9 to 10, because I forgot where I was. So it says, and there was a young man named Luando. Guys, it doesn't say Luando in the Bible, but I can't say the name. It shows something like that. Sitting on the windowsill, sinking into deep sleep. And as Paul kept on talking, he was overcome by sleep and fell down from the third floor and was picked up dead. So it's a lesson. It's a lesson for those who sleep at church. So that guy was speaking of, because Paul was preaching and he fell asleep and he fell off the window. So it's a lesson, you know?
What if it was you, Musa?
Aye. Then, yeah, it's not me.
Whenever we see you, there's that guy. That he guy slept during the service.
Yeah.
And then he fell and he died.
But whoa, you see now where you're going. How will I be walking? You said you're gonna see me in this. What if it was me? And then people's like, oh, there's that guy who fell off the windowsill and he died. But how will you?
Paul raised him to life.
Okay.
Paul raised the dude back to life.
I thought like I'll be a zombie walking.
But some people, they can actually, I mean, that guy, who has ever, you know, slept like that guy? He slept to death.
Yo.
And when he woke up from death to life.
That's a long sleep. Well, not really long, but to him it must have felt long, eh?
Maybe asked, what happened?
What happened? Why am I here?
What happened? Am I dreaming? Sing the angels.
That was a very nice dream.
And then he comes back to life like, yo, I had this big dream. I had this crazy dream.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. These big angels around me, they were talking to me, and there I was able to fly. Like, no, you were dead. I was dead. What do you mean?
I remember everything of that dream, man.
Yeah.
But anyways, what funny happened to you now? Since you know from the Bible, what happened on, like, what funny things can you tell us about what happened on your side, you know?
I thought you were also going to share from your experience.
Obviously, you have to break the ice, you know? You're the one who is telling me about teddy bears. I'm scared.
That's fun already. Okay. So this is what happened. I used to play soccer. You know, when you love something, and you love something, and when you're in class, you're thinking about soccer.
Yeah.
You can't wait for the school to come out.
Because of soccer.
And this is the problem. The problem is that the kids that you play with, they're not from the same school as yours.
Yeah.
So now what you're thinking about is like, yo... You know, where we stopped yesterday, and we need to carry on this thing.
Yeah.
And at the same time, you're hungry. Because we never used to have, like, the lunchbox and all that.
Yeah.
You know, growing up in villages, and it was, like, tough. Especially at that time. So, during lunchtime, you miss your friends, and you don't have food. And, oh, man, we used to get beaten, eh? If you didn't get the right, just one answer right, you know.
At least we beat you.
Yeah, with a stick.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. That's,
so that's how we grew up, man. And sometimes you just didn't want to be at school. You're hungry, you're thinking about soccer. That was just one thing, thinking about soccer.
Yeah.
And it was not just me, but there was like these guys, whenever the bell would ring, we come out of class running. You know those guys?
Yeah, I know that.
I hope I'm not talking about you. But you know those guys, they cannot wait, you know, to knock out at work.
Yeah,
I do. They're always looking at the time, like 5 o'clock. Yo, man. So next far. Thing. Just before, they prepared already.
Yeah.
So, that's what happened. I came out of class running. But what happened was that we were supposed to go to the assembly.
Yeah.
So I came out of class running. And I think the assembly, people now were walking from the assembly. They were going home.
Mm.
But everyone was still together.
Yeah.
So I came running, man. I'm happy. I'm excited. And you can imagine, I'm young, but there are also older kids, man. There are older learners that are in the assembly. There are teachers there on top. Yo. They can see. I don't know what happened. All I remember is was myself just diving and it's like, okay, there's Lando. Pause. And then you just look at yourself in the air.
You're and if flying. There
was, you're flying. And if there was a way, you were going to stop it and say, let's rewind. What step did you take? What step did you take? And you're looking at yourself in the air. Lando? I feel like, you know, sometimes I can actually go back to that moment. Because I still remember that thing. It's still in my mind.
Yo.
And I just went. Flight. Boom. But you know when you fall, you don't stop in one place. You actually, though you hit the ground, you still carry
on. I'm just picturing that now. It's like,
and you have a school bag on your back.
Dragging you also. Yeah.
And then it gives you a bonus on your head. Boom.
Yo.
And you know what happens? It becomes quiet. And when it becomes quiet, you start thinking, do I cry? What do I do? You're thinking, yo. Because now what has happened is that all the kids in the assembly, they have turned
all eyes on you.
Towards you.
Yo.
And you're on the ground. And in a way, you're thinking. Because now, how do you know that they're looking at you? You're facing the other side.
Mm.
But you can just hear girls, yo, shame. But the guys.
And the guys laughed.
You finished.
The guys laughed.
You finished.
And not the normal laugh, like how we're laughing. Like, yes, they make it.
And other kids, they actually come before you. Some of them, like, oh, this kid is stupid. Yeah! Yo, you just see. But there's a pause in your mind.
Yeah.
Do I look on the left or on the right?
What does that do?
Is that girl looking at? Do I need to go there? That I like. Is she in the assembly and looking at me falling?
Yeah. That's heavy.
And you have two things to do. It's either you stand, and then,
or you cry, man.
You cry. So next thing, you just you stand up on your knees. You actually go on your knees, and then you just start to cry, and it just becomes worse. That was the end of my day.
Yo, so you actually cried?
I cried, man. I was young. I was young. I think it was because, you know, now you have many people looking at you.
Oh, yeah.
And guys are laughing at you.
Yeah, that's true.
And like, yo. And guess what happens when you come back to school the next day?
You'll be a story for the year, man. Don't go away.
So that was actually the, you know, the worst thing. And, but it's amazing because if I had a choice, to be honest, I would change it.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes, or thank you that you read a verse. I feel like I think I'm preaching already. So I feel like sometimes we do things. Have you ever, when you send an email or you deleted an email, then you have that word undo.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sometimes we limit God because you cannot undo something. Doesn't mean God can't.
Yeah.
And I think most of the times when we have done wrong things, we get to a point where we have no hope, we have given up. You know what I'm saying? But I believe God is not limited by what you did. God can still go back to past and fix what you did. I know this is sounds like something that's controversial.
Yeah.
Let me give you this. So you have the disciples and Jesus in the garden of Gethsemane.
Yeah.
When they arrested Jesus. And Peter, because Peter was like, yo, I don't know, man, how that guy used to think.
Yeah, complicated one.
Yeah. So what happened was that he cut one of the soldiers,
yeah.
One of the priests, a priest guard. And what happened there, he did what he did, the decision that he took, and the consequences of his decision was just something wrong. But it's amazing because Jesus Christ goes back and he undo what Peter did.
Yeah.
He fixed the ear.
Yeah.
And the guy looks exactly the way how he looked like before Peter actually cut his ear. Mm. And I believe that, you know, sometimes when God restores you, it doesn't restore you maybe back to how you used to be when you were a child, because you were not wounded the way you are. Do you understand what I'm saying? Or according to how you think restoration is. But God will actually, you know, restore you back to what? To how you used to look like according to the purpose that he had for you before at the beginning. Let's hear now from Musa.
Well, from what I'm hearing from
the
you,
funny thing is trying to escape.
Okay, the funny thing. Yo, there's so many. Okay, the first and only one is I was going to an area here in South Africa. There's an area, Malbarton. I was going there. That's where other family is. I was on my way that side. Now I took a taxi. Now me and taxis are not friends, first of all, because I don't speak Zulu that well. So I took the taxi. And then on my way there, I'm trying, because the taxi drivers, those people are Zulu. Mm. And Zulu people expect to be spoken to in Zulu. Mm. So, we passed a school called Glen Vista High. And a lot of girls from that school went inside the taxi. Like, the taxi was full of those girls. And it was just me and this other lady.
Yeah.
And then the school is close to the hospital. Mm. And now I'm getting off at the hospital, because the house is close there. And then, I don't know what I said, but I said to the driver in Zulu, may I please get off at the hospital. But I don't know how I said it. And then behind me, I hear one girl, and she's about to laugh. She's like, she's blocking it. She sounds like the whole time. And as soon as I said, yo, the whole taxi laughed at every single one. Even that old lady that was next to me, they were all laughing at me. I don't know what I said. I don't know. I won't lie to you. But, yo, I was embarrassed. And on top of that, I go and tell my grand a story. My grand laughs at me too. She laughs at me. Yeah, that was the most embarrassing. But funny at the same time. That's funny at the same time.
Interesting. Sorry, yeah. Before you carry on. Okay. So, I think, was it Sunday? Yeah, so coming back from church, I caught a taxi. So normally, the people who sit in front of the taxi,
yeah,
they are the one who gather the cash and they calculate the cash.
Yeah.
So it happens immediately. So there's this guy, I don't know if he's drunk.
Yeah.
So after, I think we're halfway, people are asking for change. You only wake up at that time. Look what's happening. That's why, you know, people, they get angry.
Yeah, they do.
They get angry. My money must change. Like, what's happening? He's looking around. I was finished, like, yeah. Ne? So there are things, even in the text, I think most of the things that we, yeah, that happen, man, they are.
It's in a text.
We find them in the text. But and sometimes you even find people, how they can become angry in the taxi.
Yeah. That's
but especially those, you know, people, I don't know if it's a good thing, but to be honest, because some people will come to the taxi and they drunk.
Yeah.
And they just say nonsense in the taxi, yeah, and you don't want to fight.
Yeah,
you don't want to laugh. You know what I'm saying?
They drunk, they can, yeah, do anything.
You know? So I believe it's actually in a way wrong, yeah, because you have to pray for them. Because at the same time, when you see people who are drunk like that, you know, they can't talk proper. And for me, I think somehow, somewhere, there is something wrong with alcohol.
Yeah.
Because why, when you take alcohol, maybe two glasses of, let's say three glasses of wine, and your voice starts changing?
Now, there's spirits in all these things.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. There's spirits in all these things, because even when people are in drugs and that, they exposed in a world that they do not know.
Mm.
Even with drinking, when you get drunk, you're exposed, yeah, to a world you don't know.
Yeah.
And that's, I believe, the spirits behind it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when you said, in terms of changing, that you believe some people, you thought, you wished, let me put it that,
yeah,
way, that you could change that situation that happened to you and go back and rewind,
yeah,
and fix that. I think that's the problem with people. They think fixing a situation, God, how God fixes a situation, is going back to the past. Mm. But you can fix your past by not going back to it.
Yeah.
You know? And, yeah, that's the kind of, true, mindset we need to start, true, having, you know?
True.
Yeah.
True. Yeah. So, it is a shame. Man, there's this famous guy.
Yeah.
The guy is famous because he does music, mm, and he has been in the industry. Mm. So obvious, this whole thing is an African American or American African. That. Yeah. So, but he's just standing against people like Trump. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And but there's this woman. Her name is Candace Owens.
Yeah.
Because she was sort of like in the it was like a debate thing, but the guy started just swearing and saying stuff. Mm. But according to her, because of how she understands a man supposed to be, she was raised by her grandfather,
yeah,
that lived during the time of prejudice in America.
Yeah.
So what happened was that, but still, her grandfather gave her the right idea, picture of what it means to be a man. So now when she was looking at this guy and thinking, she's not even looking at your idea, what you're saying, why you're swearing.
Yeah.
She, all what I got out of that, she was just thinking, you're not even a man. You know, when you think you're there and you have made it, you're famous, you have cash,
yeah,
but someone is looking at you and like, you're not even a man.
And
it's a problem that, you know, as the men of society, we have actually become people, you know, who come back home, who are drunk. Mm. And what our kids, you know, they're supposed to be looking at.
Yeah, true.
You know, because you can be funny in the taxi, but when you get home, sometimes it's a different story.
Yeah.
Because you end up beating your wife.
Mm.
You know, you end up saying wrong things to your kids. Why? Because the people that are in the text is not people that you live with all the time. But the people at home, it's different. And the reason why I'm saying this, because I'm in our nation in South Africa, like never before in my entire life, during this pandemic, I've never seen, you know, or hear so much report about women that have actually been murdered by their husbands. You know what I'm saying? About women that have been beaten. And it's a problem.
Yeah, it is.
You know, it's a problem. And It's the small things. It's the small things like, you know, alcohol, smoking's all. You don't know that thing, how much effect it will have in your life, how much it will affect you. You're just doing whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
But sometimes you can think you have made it, but someone is looking at you and like, you know, you're not even a man. You're not even a woman. So I believe you gotta be careful. That's why we need God.
Yeah.
We really need God. We have come to the conclusion of funny things. These are the funny things. So I hope you enjoyed, because I laughed.
Yeah, no, I laughed.
Laughed. Yeah, about the teddy bear.
come on.
Yeah.
But the word is fun, man, sir. Yeah.
Mm.
The ministry is fun.
Yeah.
It's not boring, it's fun.
It's good.
Yeah.
We're going to close in prayer. If you want to accept Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, you can pray this prayer. Say, Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
I believe in you.
I believe
with all my heart.
All my heart.
And I confess with my mouth.
Confess with my mouth.
That you are the Son of God.
You are the Son of God.
You died.
And you were
raised from the dead. You were taken to heaven.
And right now,
you are seated at the right hand
of God,
interceding for me. In Jesus' name, I pray for the fulfillment and approval of your Holy Spirit in my life. In Jesus' name,
amen. So you can catch us on our social platforms, obviously Active FM. You can catch us on Active FM 777 on Instagram and Twitter, Active FM. You can catch me and Luando on Facebook, as it's Luando Musa Wenkosi. that's the name. So if you search that, you'll find us. The show's link will be there. And www.activefm.co.za. That's where you can get all the shows, because, I mean, why eat one of the good things? Eat everything, you know. So stay blessed, and I hope you laughed, because we laughed a lot.
Okay. Su futuro borrado mi pasado. Él quiere perdonarte los pecados. Ahora tengo la mente de Cristo. Soy amada, soy una ministra. Yo me río en todas sus fotos. Su sonrisa visto.
I don't wanna change what it is. I just wanna be where you are, because you're the one who be on my scene.